And the background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Yeah, it means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 416 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're at 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 52, and partial sunshine here in central Minnesota as our theme wraps up right there, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Razavi. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring her in right now and say good morning to Dodi Wendinger. Good morning, Dodi. How are you?
I'm real good. I'm enjoying the Minnesota weather. We just come from Arizona, and I'm really enjoying the weather here.
You missed out on a couple of reality weeks here. It was winter up until right about now. Boy, I'll tell you, we've had it all winter long. So,
But
you had a nice winter, huh?
Yes, it was a little cooler down in Arizona this year. It was just now getting into the 80s, 90s. So I was happy to leave because 80s and 90s are too hot for this woman.
Yeah, that's for sure. For me, too. You bet. Well, Dodi, we've got you on for a special reason. But before we get to all of that, let's get a little background. So before you were married to Peter, who were you? Where were you born and raised? Mom and Dad, a little bit of the history for Dodi Wendinger.
Well, I grew up in the Klassner area.
Okay.
Which is about 6-7 miles north of New Ulm.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and dad were Art and Clara Bushard, and he ran the elevator there. And then we moved to New Ulm when I was in sixth grade. And, 2 years after that, I did something different. I went into the convent.
Oh, okay.
So I was to be a nun.
Uh-huh.
That didn't happen, as you can figure out.
Yeah.
I wasn't the right quality, and he told me to go home.
Oh, they did. Now, can you imagine that, huh?
Yeah, just imagine that.
Oh, boy.
Then I went to high school here in New Ulm, and that's where I met Peter. He was an underclassman. He was a sophomore when I was a junior there. And a few years later, after we graduated, then we got married in 1969.
Okay. And raised a family?
Yes. We live in St. George, and he lived on the farm until his mother passed away, and then we moved into their house, which is part of St. George.
Okay, very good. How many kids between you and Peter?
We had 4 children.
Uh-huh.
I have 8 grandchildren.
Okay.
And 6 great-grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness. You're really in the business then, huh?
Well, I think it's going to be at a stalemate now for a while because my youngest daughter's got 4 kids and the oldest one is a junior in high school. So it'll be a while yet before we get any more grandchildren.
There you go. Okay. Uh-huh. Very good. Well, Dodi, did you happen to play any musical instruments or do any music before you met Peter or even after? No.
No. I just enjoyed going and listening and no.
Okay. All right.
I could sing.
Okay.
Choirs, but not band choirs, church choirs.
Well, how many years are you and Peter married now?
Well, it is now going to be 53.
53. Okay, very good. Well, congratulations. That's a good score in today's world. So.
Boy, never.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you know, and we could talk more about the Wendinger Band because there's so much to talk about, and we'll maybe get back to it in a little bit. Peter and Paul certainly had a good run all of those years, and then you guys formed a travel agency, and boy, you guys have been busy, busy. But we've got a big event coming up a week from Friday that we want to spend a little bit of time on, and that's called the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame Banquet, where people are inducted into the hall every year. And, of course, I think we probably missed a couple of years with COVID, huh?
We only missed one.
One, okay.
That's why we're naming this one the 2021-2022 Banquet and Induction. We only missed it 2021.
Oh, okay, okay. And, of course, Lester Schuft is one of the inductees. I am good friends with Lester. And, of course, Molly B. is another inductee. And know Molly very well as well. Who are the others? Can you announce them?
Yes, it's Paul D. Helm.
Paul D. Helm. And who is he?
He is a country western performer.
Okay.
He's from St. Cloud. He's a lead guitarist of the Fabulous Armadillos.
Oh, yes. Okay. I do know of him. Yep.
Yep. He's a full-time musician. He's been a Grammy winner, and he's just performed a lot. He's co-produces the Rock and Roll Christmas Spectacular.
Okay. So, yeah.
Quite entrepreneur.
Yes. And anybody else?
Yep, and then we have Church of Cash.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Church of Cash, they used to perform in Honolulu, and then they toured around and came back to Minnesota where they're originally from, and they do a lot of Johnny Cash music, and then they also do some gospel music.
Okay, very good. So this is a group. This is a performing group.
The main leader is Jay Ernest.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
And then we have the Minnesota Brass.
Oh, yes.
And they are a drum and bugle corps, and they are from all ages that are in there, and they're from St. Paul. And the organization is 75 years old.
Uh-huh.
And they perform all over the state.
Oh, yes. Okay. So
what I want to say is called Moore by Four.
Oh, yeah.
They are also gospel, jazz, pop music, and they can perform a lot in the Twin Cities. Especially they performed like 1986 at the Ruby Cabaret in Minneapolis. They sung for the U.S. Olympics, Super Bowls, the Twins, Vikings, Timberwolves. They also performed for President Clinton and Mrs. Clinton. Gorbachev, he played for, and many other places. They've been to Sweden and played for the king and the queen there. So it's just a great organization. And one of the inductees of that organization is this Dennis Spear.
Okay.
He was several years ago.
Okay, very good. And a quick question for you, Dodie, and that is, so the first ones you mentioned were individual names, Lester Schuft, Molly B., and then these last ones have been groups. So is it just the title of the group that gets into the hall, or do all 5 or 10 or 20 individuals get in too?
No, it's just the group.
It's just the group as a group. Okay.
Yes, because a lot of these groups, the members change throughout the years.
Oh, yeah.
But the group that made the impact on the Minnesota music industry.
Okay, okay. So now backing up just a little bit here, I should have asked you earlier what your capacity is with the Hall of Fame, the Music Hall of Fame. How do you describe yourself?
The title?
Do you have a title?
Oh, well, I used to be the executive director for 30 years.
Okay.
Excuse me. 2 years ago, I gave it up just to get somebody else started, but I work pretty much three-fourths of the capacity to help them all out.
Oh, okay. So
it began in 1988, so we're 34 years in existence right now.
34.
And I've been part of it from the beginning. My husband is part of the original. Paul was when he was living.
Uh-huh.
There's only like about 4 of us that are still living out of the whole group.
Oh, okay.
The group that started it.
And how is it run? Is it by, do you have a chairman or a president or a board of directors, or how do you run it?
Yes, we have a board of directors. The president is Dale Besmer.
Okay.
The president is Peter. I'm the treasurer.
Okay.
And the executive director is Bonnie Ubel now.
Okay. And then board members, I know a couple of them, Gary Schrader and Rick Keene. How many are there?
To tell you the truth, I'm not positive. It's between 10 and 12.
Oh, okay. And is it up to the board then to decide who gets in every year, or how do people get nominated, or how does it all work?
Okay, people can send in nominations for anybody.
Uh-huh.
And they draw up their own life history of the person, and they don't need to be born in Minnesota, but they needed to make a musical impact into the Minnesota music industry.
Okay.
So, and one, you know, like Bobby D, he's from the Dakotas.
Oh, yes.
But he was a teenager up in St. Cloud, and that's where his music actually began. So that's why he's considered a Minnesotan, even though he was born in the Dakotas.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And Sherwin Litton is another one, born in the Dakotas. But his music was all created here in Minnesota.
So, folks not knowing much about the Music Hall of Fame, it's a real honor to be part of that, because those are two big names that you mentioned, Sherwin Litton, Bobby V, but there's even bigger names, isn't there? Judy Garland and some of them from Minnesota?
We got Judy Garland. We've got Bob Dylan.
Okay.
And Prince is in it.
Okay.
Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers, they're in it.
Okay.
And a lot of old-time people, because there's a lot of them around this particular area. Then there's a lot of country people, Conor Ray Clover, Gene Iden, he's part of it. Steve Murphy, he's country. Then there's a Rochester Symphony, Mankato Symphony. Well, another famous name, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, they're part of it. Garrison Keillor is an inductee.
Okay.
I can go on and on. We have a total of, after this year induction, 200 inductees from around the whole Minnesota.
Okay, very good. Well, we're going to ask you to hold that thought for just a moment here, Dodie. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
No problem.
All righty. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Don't look now, but confirmation, First Communion, and graduation events are upon us. If you have one of these great events happening in your household, the St. Joe Meat Market can help with all of your food planning ideas. There is a nice selection of ham that can be deboned, sliced, and trayed, ready to set out in the serving line. There is a full line of tender beefsteaks, roasts, pork chops, and pork steaks, ribs, and all great in the oven or off the grill. Check out our marinated chicken and pork products. Grilling season is here now, and the brat section is stocked with a multitude of brats to choose from. And don't forget the ever-popular meat and cheese trays, a great addition to any meal. Your event is sure to be a huge success when you center your meal around great meat items found at the St. Joe Meat Market. The brat of the week this week is our mac and cheese brat, a real favorite of the youngsters. And as always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. And Dodie, for being our guest on the show, and I know Peter has been here before already, so you know how it works. We've got that meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market. We're going to send that out along with Chasm. Hope that you and Peter and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Well, that's it. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
That's great. Well, good. Well, good. So, the highlight then of being inducted, of course, is the big banquet, which happens Friday night, the 22nd, and that's open to the public. Is that not right?
Yes, it is. It's our 33rd annual induction ceremony. Anybody interested in any tickets, they should. The price of it is $50 per person. If you're a member of the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, it's $45 a person. And just send it to the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, P.O. Box 1, New Ulm, Minnesota, 56073, and we'll get you tickets out right away. And the social hour starts at 5 o'clock at Turner Hall, which is 102 South State. Banquet dinner at 6 o'clock. And what the banquet meal is consists of is stuffed pork chops, salad, mashed potatoes, gravies, glazed carrots, and a dessert. Now, if there's any children coming along, there's a separate menu and a different price for them.
Okay.
But they can contact us on that. And we don't sell tickets at the door. So let's say the week of the 22nd, you decide, gosh, I want to go. Just call the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, and we'll reserve a ticket that way, and you can pay for it then. But otherwise, just to walk up to the door and buy a ticket, normally we can't do that because the meals have to be, you know,
ordered.
Prepared.
Yep, I totally get it. And for those of us that have never been to Turner Hall or to the Hall of Fame, is it all one complex? Is there a museum to see or view during the during regular hours, or how does it all work?
Okay, at the banquet, we'll have a picture display of all the inductees of this year.
Okay,
that were inducted that evening, but then we have a wall scene of every year of the induction of the people that were inducted. So it's just like a mural of looking at all of that. Our museum is on Broadway, which will be, they can have an opportunity to go there the next day for our showcase, and it's free that day. And we call it our showcase because we're taking the inductees and we're going to showcase them the museum, and they can look at what the museum all has there. And they can go home and find some stuff that they would like to give to the Hall of Fame in their honor and display. Because they're going to see a lot of different inductees with large displays because they gave us a lot more.
Okay.
They're larger.
Sure.
So that's what that is. And that's Saturday from 10 till 2 at the museum, which is on 27 North Broadway.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, that's great.
Ceremony. The meal is at 6.
The meal is at 6.
The ceremony starts at 7:30.
Okay, very good. Well, we have tickets. We're planning on being there, so we'll get to see how this all works, and then I can tell the folks that don't go. In a couple of weeks, I'll tell them what we experienced. But like you said, this is every year, and a great opportunity. Now, there's not going to be any music performed that evening, is there, or is there?
Oh, we'll have a pianist there that's going to play for your dinner music.
Okay.
We used to have music after the induction ceremony, but people were, I want to say, they had a full evening with the meal, the induction ceremony, that it was not really nice. Well, people would empty out no matter how good the band entertainment we had. So we've elected not to have music anymore after the induction ceremony.
Okay, yeah, and
we'll have music at the museum the next day.
Oh, okay, very good. And is there a fee or anything for that on Saturday?
No, that's free.
That's all free. Okay.
Yes, I do want to make mention, Lester Schuft is one of our inductees.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the originators of the Hall of Fame. He was not on the original board, but for 3 years prior to 1988, people gathered. There was like about maybe 8 or 10 of us that gathered trying to figure out how to start this. It originally was supposed to be a Polka Hall of Fame, but as we got more into it, that there was never a Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, and let's take it all upon us and do it all.
Sure, sure. Well, that's totally understandable. You bet. Well, and that's great. And Lester's big claim to fame right now is he just released a brand new CD. We just picked him up last week, and we'll be announcing that as the weeks go by. But I'm sure that he will have those there and at his induction ceremony and the ceremony the next day at the Hall of Fame. So, yeah, folks can, pick up a CD from him, get it autographed and whatever. So that's a big deal for him. So, you bet.
Right. We usually don't have any selling at the Hall of Fame banquet, but he'll be there at the next day at the museum, and then he can sell them there.
Okay, that sounds good. And, of course, not to overlook Molly B. Molly, the big TV artist and everything, she's brings some attention to the whole ceremony as well, doesn't she?
Oh, yes. She started as a very young girl with her dad's band, Jim Busta Band, which was in Spring Grove when she only was a child. And I think one of her biggest claims to fame is her being in the movie with Clint Eastwood, The Mule.
Yeah, that's right.
And that went over. And Clint watched Molly for years on RFD perform. And he personally went after her to be on in this movie. So I thought that was a great acclaim for Molly.
Yes.
And she is so multi-instrumental person, and her singing is out of this world.
Perfect pitch. Yep, yep. She is so good. You bet. Yeah. And so there's lots of good reasons to go and to be part of this big celebration. So, again, that's on April 22nd, Friday night. And, again, festivities kick off with, what, happy hour?
Yeah.
Social hour.
At 5 o'clock is social hour. And banquet at 6, induction ceremony at 7:30.
There you go. Very good. Well, good. Well, let's spend just a couple of moments, Dori. So that's one part of your life. But, boy, you guys, so you've been on the farm and been the support team for the band, for the Pete and Paul Wendinger band. And then all of a sudden you guys didn't have enough to do yet. You started a travel agency, huh?
Well, the travel agency started by accident.
Oh, it did, huh?
In 1976, a guy from Chicago called us up and wanted to book the band to play in Hawaii for a polka festival in Hawaii. And to get people to get the full band there free, you had to get 15 people to buy into this Hawaiian trip.
Okay.
So we had at least 55 people going on our very first.
Wow.
So a year after that, we did one big trip. It was the Caribbean cruise in 1980. It was Germany. And from 1984 on, we have done Germany every year and sometimes twice in that year.
Wow.
So Peter and I no longer own the business.
Okay.
We help our daughter out, but we no longer are the tour operators anymore.
Okay. So, and who did you say owns it now?
My daughter, her name is Sheila.
Oh, Sheila. Yeah.
Okay.
And so so when you call Wendinger Travel, that's who you'll be getting is her or her staff, huh?
Yeah. Her staff is only her and her husband right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So very good.
And the business works out of our house, so many times I'll be answering the phone.
Sure. Okay, and you do big trips, you do just day things, or what do you do these days?
Normally, it's no day trips. It's usually 5 to 10 day bus trips.
Okay.
And then there's some international trips. We do Alaska, we're doing Ireland this year, Germany, and we did the Panama Canal this year again.
Okay.
Which went real well. We did Hawaii.
Well, good for you. That's great. And
even though the COVID, took the travel business silent last year for about half of the year, but she's come. People want to go. They just want to go. So you just offer a good trip and they'll go.
Absolutely.
The other thing I want to mention is next year, my husband, Peter, will be 60 years in the music business.
60 years. Holy cow, when did he start? When he was 1 year old? He's just a youngster yet, yeah. Isn't he?
He's 70. He'll be 73 this year.
73, okay.
His first job was for a local couple's wedding, and they'll be celebrating next year, 60 years. That was October 1st when he played that job last year.
Wow. That is awesome. And boy, they had some good years, when Paul was still living. You guys made a whole bunch of recordings. I don't have a count on how many CDs, but you have a bunch of them available. And their parents were so proud of them. I can't remember Paul and Pete's dad and mom, but They actually did a golden wedding anniversary song for them, and there's a lot of neat things about the Wendingers.
Yep. So we lost Paul too early.
Yes.
But he died in 2010, so the band is going, but it's not the same without the duo Peter and Paul.
You're right. That's right. So they are still going. Who's in the band these days? Is Steve Moran, is he still with the band? And
yeah, it'd be Steve and Gary Schrader.
Okay.
And Larry Repke.
Yeah.
Simon are the regulars.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And who's playing concertina? Peter or?
Oh, I forgot one musician. Justin Bernick, he's our drummer.
Okay, yep.
Concertina is Peter.
It is Peter. He's still doing most of the jobs or all of the jobs? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for him. Well, that's good.
It's a job of his if he's sick, so we try to keep him healthy.
There you go. Well, we're going to send him a nice meat package there to you guys, and you feed him lots of that, and I think he'll be good and healthy, good and strong.
Yep.
There you go. Well, Dodie, we've come to the end of the program here. I usually ask each and every guest if they have a special memory that they'd like to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. And it could be anything from with the travel business to the Hall of Fame to the band business. What have you got for us today, Dodie?
Well, for me, one of my favorite events was when he celebrated 50 years in the business, which was then a big milestone when we know of some of all the other musicians that played in the years.
Yeah.
That didn't make it that long, mainly because of health. And so I was very proud that evening. We surprised him because he really didn't want a celebration because Paul was no longer here.
Right.
But there were many things in the 50 years of his business that I don't have a long enough program for me to mention them all.
I can believe it. Yeah. And
because they were so memorable and wonderful. And I think the most, my Peter would say, the most important thing of all those years is the people and musicians he met through all those years.
Okay. Yeah. I would have to second that. That is so true. The musicians, I just always feel like it's one large family, one musical family, because you get any place, one person knows the next person or is related, or it's just a big family.
Oh, yeah. Very big family. We go to Arizona in the winter, but he don't play. He might play for a little party if somebody asks him, but he won't play out there.
Uh-huh.
But one whole bunch of musicians from all over that come, and we got another whole family out there now.
Oh, absolutely. That's wonderful. And, as far as the music goes, do you have a favorite song that they recorded over the years, or one of the recordings, the CDs, that is your favorite that you pull out when you're going to listen to music?
Well, that's another tough one.
Yeah.
I like Everywhere You Go a lot.
Okay.
We're driving east, just the two of us, and we heard this song on the radio. I said to him, you need to get that one.
Oh, okay.
Everywhere You Go.
Awesome. That's great. Well, very good. Well, our time is about run out, Dodie. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program, informing us all about the big Music Hall of Fame banquet coming up on the 22nd. We encourage folks to give a call and join in. It's a great big party. And so, again, we thank you for enlightening us on that. And I tell each and every one, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We can do this thing again. How's that?
Okay. I might be a lot older then.
Yeah. Well, we maybe can't wait so long, huh? Oh, that's great. Well, Dodie, thank you so much. Anything else you want to stick in? I think I hear Peter in the background. I didn't know if he had something he wanted to interject.
No, he's on his way to his radio program in New Orleans.
Oh, he's on his way there. Yeah, that's right. You guys do the radio show over there, too, as well.
Yep.
So, well, very good.
I want to thank you, Si, for all the work you do in the polka field. You know, we need people like you all around to keep this polkas alive.
Well, thank you, Dodie. Yes, that's very true. That is very nice. I appreciate that. So with that, we're going to wish you a good day. And we'll talk to you soon. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
All right. Thank you.
And there she goes. Dodie Wendinger, our 416th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Wendinger Band in just a moment. Razavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up another edition, our 416th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Dodie Wendinger, yes, the wife of Peter Wendinger, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And Dodie informing us of the big banquet, the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame banquet coming up on Friday night, April 22nd, happy hour starting, or social hour starting at 5 o'clock, and the meal is at 6 o'clock, and then the induction ceremony, and that's going to be at about 7:30. And, of course, Lester Schuft from Hutchinson, and Molly B. of Ohio, currently with Ted Lang, and so with the Squeeze Box Band. Two of the polka inductees and a bunch of other good folks getting inducted. So a big ceremony there. Everybody's invited. The cost for the meal is $50 for non-members. If you're a member of the Hall of Fame, you can get in for $45. That's the meal and all the festivities there. So good time should be had by all. Again, that's April 22nd at Turner Hall in New Ulm. So with that, we're going to jump into the music of the Peter and Paul Wendinger Band. We're going to start things out with one called Ole Ole Polka.
Nigowaiki, Namatsuda, Nigowaiki, Chusraze, Zachevale, Nigowaiki, Kenetsu. Ole, 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 olali, olala. Ole, 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 olali, olala. Je serai za chevane, nigo waiki, namatsuda, nigo waiki, kenetsu. Ole, 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 ole,
Yes, good song by Peter and Paul Wendinger. That's one that gets the crowd going. Ole, ole, polka. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 53 degrees currently. Overcast skies here in central Minnesota. Here's a nice German tune by Peter and Paul. One called Bubi, Bubi, noch einmal.
Kleine Kinder waren, war es für uns ein Vergehen. Draußen auf der Garten schwanken, durch die Luft zu fliegen. Bubi, der da innen sah, die Beine in der Haft. Gretchen, das daneben stand, sang ließ die Melodie.
Bubi, bubi, no, einmal, es war
Gretchen ein altes Weib mit der schönen Jugendzeit. Gibt es kein Wiedersehen? Und sie sagt ihm um jeden Tag: Ach, Bubi, es war ja so schön.
Peter and Paul Wendinger Band, and one called Bubi Bubi Noch Einmal Waltz. As we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And yes, we just came off of our bus trip with Jeannie B's Tours. We went to that Lenten journey, the Ark Encounter, and that was five nights lodging, transportation, guide. We seen the Ark Encounter, the Creation Museum. We seen the Fair Oaks Dairy. Had all of those tours, and just a great time, you bet. And we welcome Barry into the studio. Oh, Barry. Yeah. And so at any rate, yeah, great time was had by all. I think there was 34 of us on the bus besides the staff and the bus driver, and just a great time. Got all the way out there and back safe and sound, and so everything else is a bonus. And so think about traveling with Jeannie B's Tours. You know, it's like Jeannie said, and it's really true. People have been cooped up with 2 years of COVID, and folks are just ready to get out and travel. And she's got just a number of great trips. So starting out with this week now, the Alaska Cruise and Land for 2023, they're going to be talking about that at Charlie's Cafe in Freeport. So you're invited to take in this presentation about the Alaska Cruise and Land trip coming up in 2023. There's going to be, it's in conjunction with the Premier World Discovery. They're going to host a slide presentation for both 2023 Alaska tours. There's going to be a meal served to interested Alaska tourists, and you have to RSVP to Jeannie by tomorrow, no later than Monday, the 11th. Call 320-345-1581. There's just a limited number of seats left, so if you're interested, you get a meal on Wednesday night, I think I seen, and you need to let Jeannie know by Monday, tomorrow the 11th. There's also a limited number of seats available for the Church of Cash, the Folsom Prison Experience Johnny Cash Show at the Theater in St. Michael, Minnesota. And that's on Wednesday, May 11th. This tour includes a guide, deluxe motor coach, lunch, show ticket, prizes, treats on the coach, great vacation getaway. Call Jeannie B for reservations. And you know, while we were on the bus trip, Jeannie, well, she takes her office right with her. And so that's her phone and wherever she can sit and write. And so she answered a lot of phone calls while we were traveling and still was just a gracious host. And, gosh, what was she telling us, that they have made 300 and some reservations now? Oh, it was just an extreme large amount in the past month. So people are looking to travel. There's more coming up with Jeannie B's. So if you're into daycations, a 1, 2, or 3 day minication, getaway, or an extended tour, Jeannie B Tours might have just what you need. She's just a phone call away, or you can visit her website at www.jeannie.com. That's JeanneBsTours.com. Real simple, you bet. And you can see all of the up-and-coming trips. She advertises in the Senior Prospect paper and always has her schedule in there. I've got a copy of that right now. But it's a little bit older, so it still has this April Lenten Ark Encounter trip on. Now, the next ad, you won't see that anymore because that's already passed. So all of the shows that have been taken in or seen fall off, and then new ones come on at the end. So looking at this schedule, there's trips, the Menorah Musical, they're going in July this year. That's a good one. The Canadian Rockies and Glacier National Park, August 17th through the 23rd. That's a good one. Then Deadwood Days and the Menorah Musical is going to be once again in August the 28th through September 2nd. Music City Memories, Nashville and Memphis, that's September 12th through the 20th. They're going to go to the Apostle Islands up in Bayfield, Wisconsin. That's the 25th through the 28th. And just a number of more great trips. So, yeah. And like Jeannie was telling us, don't hesitate. Don't wait to call. Because she was telling that she had a show, one of these, coming up for this summer. And a group of people, I think it was 15 couples, had gotten together. And with COVID, you know, they're all in their retirement years now. And they're sitting together reminiscing and saying, we should do something. We should go someplace. And they decided to do a trip. And they picked one of these trips from Jeannie. And she went from hardly anybody on the bus. I think 11 couples called in one day's time. 22 people booked. And Jeannie said she usually takes up to 40 on a bus. So all of a sudden, just in a matter of a few phone calls, the bus is over half full. So again, don't wait to call. If you're thinking about any of these trips, like Jeannie says, call in. You don't have to send any money. Just call in, get your name on the list. And then as the trip fills up or the deadline for reservations comes up, if she hasn't heard from you, she's going to call you. And it's at that time you need to get off the fence, make a decision, send some money, you know, confirm your reservations, and then the trip will go. Or if you're not going, then the trip might get canceled because they don't go with partial buses. They try to take anywhere's 25 to 30. Like I say, I think there was 34 or 36 of us on the bus on this past trip. A couple of empty seats, but that's just in case of emergencies come up. They put some of the extra things that they might need in those seats. And boy, if you haven't traveled with Jeannie, you really need to do that. And Art Timp with Jeannie there. Just a great host. He did, they play games on the bus. So he had a poker run for us there that he had it up. And then Estelle, Jeannie's good friend, she helps with all the baking and cookies and so on. So always treats. I think I gained 5 pounds on this trip. So it was fun, believe me. And you can ask any one of us that were on the trip. There was a whole bunch of us there from central Minnesota. Jeannie B's, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of Peter and Paul Wendinger, and it's one called Annalisa.
Thank you.
Peter and Paul Wendinger in the band with Anna Lisa, a nice German version of the Anna Lisa polka. 19 before 1, we're at 54 degrees here in central Minnesota. Now, keeping with that German theme of Peter and Paul Wendinger, Aber dich gibt's nur einmal für dich.
Es gibt Millionen Windstärke und sie stark. Die hat tausend Laternen und uns Geld gibt's das Ziel auf der Welt. Aber die gibt's nur einmal für mich. Es gibt tausend Lippen zu küssen. Sich selber den müssen. Freude und Leid gibt es zu jeder Zeit. Aber dich gibt's mir einmal für mich.
Peter and Paul Wendinger Band, yes, Aber dich gibt's nur einmal für dich. And great stuff there for you by the Peter and Paul Wendinger Band. As we're in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is brought to us by Kevin's Countryside. Yeah, Kevin's back. He woke up from his long winter nap, and he has got lawnmowers again for sale and can service your mowers. I have mine out there right now being serviced. You know, when we were on that bus trip last week, like I had said earlier this morning, we got down there into Indiana and down close to Kentucky and Ohio, and we actually seen a fellow on a riding lawnmower, and he wasn't mulching. He was mowing grass. I mean, the grass is growing that much down there. All the blossoms, cherry blossoms, all the apple blossoms, the fruit trees, everything, crab trees, crab apples, they're all blossoming. It's beautiful. We just happened to hit a couple of rainy days, so the brilliance wasn't there like it would have been if it was, the sun would have been shining. But that's what's in store for us in a couple of weeks. Yeah, we're always a couple of weeks behind those people down there. So the leaves were coming out already down there. Here we were still seeing snow a couple of days this week is what I'm told. So just a little bit behind the times. But you know what? That's a great time for you to jump on over to Kevin's Countryside. Check out those brand new Hustlers. If you have one and it needs service, Kevin's got time now. In a couple of weeks, he'll be full headlong into the fields because he's kind of a one-man band out there. He puts in the crops and does all of that as well. So usually best to give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459, and he'll tell you when you can bring your mowers in for service, when he has time to work on them. And, of course, he accepts trades, so if you've got one there that you want to trade off on one of those brand-new Hustlers, he'll be interested in doing that for you as well. Beautiful brochures. I picked up a couple of them. They now have an industrial line, and so that's a commercial line, and a residential mower line. And beautiful pictures of these different Hustlers, everything from the little Raptors all the way up to the Super Zs and beyond. You can see all the attachments, extras that you can order with your Hustler. So, yeah, check it out. Kevin's Countryside. Glad to have him back here on our musical treat for Dancing Feet. If you get out to Kevin's and you see him, tell him thank you for sponsoring our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 55 degrees. Time for a few more selections yet. Right now, it's a good old-time polka with the Peter and Paul Wendinger Band, one called the Julita Polka.
I have a girlfriend, she is a honey. She only loves me when I've got money. I drink white soda, she drinks gin cola. I do the polka, she does the hula. Julita, Julita, please be my honey. Julita, Julita, I've got lots of money. When we go walking, she does the talking. Moon is a shining, my heart is pining. She says, no, Fezzy, you cannot tease me. Oh, no, no, Fezzy, you cannot squeeze me. Julita, Julita, please be my sweetheart. Julita, Julita, say we'll never part. Disgusted, she goes with Tony, and I'm so lonely.
Julita, Julita,
please be my honey.
Julita, Julita,
I'll give you my money. You know that this girlfriend, ain't she a daisy? She doesn't love me, she thinks I'm crazy. I do the washing, she does the sleeping. I do the cooking, she does the eating.
July, July, da,
I only love you.
July, July, da,
say you love me too.
Yes, Peter and Paul, the Wendinger Band, and recording there of the Julita Polka, one that was a big hit for the Fez Fritzy Band way back in the days. Waltz time right now. Another German tune, one called Hätten wir lieber das Geld vergraben.
Hätten wir lieber das Geld vergraben, was wir im Leben vertrunken haben. Hätten wir so einen Haufen Kinder, was könnten wir saufen? Aber wir haben es nicht vergraben, weil wir so gerne getrunken haben. Drum wollen wir gleich ohne schnaufen, das andere dann auch noch versaufen.
Peter and Paul Wendinger, Hätten wir lieber das Geld vergraben. 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 55 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's one that was a big hit for Peter and Paul Wendinger, one called the Polka Radio.
Polka, polka, polka radio. I tuned on the radio and tuned into a polka show. The DJ's playing all my favorite songs. Some golden oldies from the past, Jerry Schuft and Elmer Schein, the Wendinger brothers, good old sing-along. A new release just starts the day, Bruce Bradley band, man, they can play. And Roger Bright, I love the way they sing.
And by request, a special choice, a classic by the Golden Voice, and then one by America's Poker King.
I love my radio, my poker radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my poker radio. It plays those poker hits for me and you.
Sure sound grand. I love the six fat Dutchman band, snappy polkas and the waltz time beat. Whoopie John had a lively beat, Babe Wagner gave us happy feet. I'm glad they all were from my hometown. The Goosetown band, we agree, they play the finest harmonies. The Riverside Dutchman always sounds so grand. The Nisses and Olsons play for us. We meet so many polka bands. They play for us in our homes every night.
I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my polka radio. It plays those polka hits for me and you. My polka radio, it cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my polka radio, it plays those polka hits for me and you.
Hey!
Peter and Paul Wendinger with their big recording, Polka Radio. 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Going to have to wrap things up for another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Had a request for this one. Yeah, Peter and Paul did so many trips abroad, over to Germany and the Alps, the Swiss Alps, and those countries. And so here's one. We're going to wrap things up with one called Edelweiss.
Deine Sterne
Edelweiss with Peter and Paul and the Wendinger Band. And we're going to wrap things up. Peter does one called Auf Wiedersehen.
That brings an end to our Oktoberfest recording. We hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed recording. Before we part, we wish to give you a quick lesson in German. Auf Wiedersehen does not mean goodbye, but until we meet again, hope to see you soon. God bless you all. Auf Wiedersehen.
And there you have it, the Peter and Paul Wendinger Band, one called Auf Wiedersehen. Wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, a minute and a half past the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading currently of 55 degrees.